If she's really good at blowjobs, do not grab the back of her fucking head.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people, by the people.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
Ooh, there's a bug. Okay, well.
How was your week? What did you do?
I'm Val, you're Amanda.
You're so busy.
We forgot that last time.
Oh yeah,
time.
Dude, I'm your host, Amanda.
And I'm Val.
If you don't know us by now, go back to the beginning and join us here today.
But I'm 34, she's 33.
Yeah, 33 and thriving, working on it. 33 and single.
Ooh, 33 and single. Yeah. Oh, that's rough.
What? No, it's like 33.
I can have my opinion. It's fine.
And single in this episode. I don't know. This week has been interesting. You know, this week has been good with family time, quality time. I really settled in. I went on a road trip with my kiddos. We had a blast.
Good.
And yeah, it just was really good time with them. They did amazing. And it was safe. It was efficient. It was great. I got to see my sister and all that. And then, yeah, it's been, I'm still homeless for those of you.
Update, still homeless.
Still homeless, but it's okay. We're making steps closer to where I need to be. Very excited about that. A lot to think about. And then, yeah, like a lover from my past reached out. I call him a lover. A friend. A lover. Lovers and friends.
Do the lover with the French accent from Sex and the City.
What do you mean?
When he would say that to Carrie.
Like, Lavelle.
Yeah, thank you.
Lavelle.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
That's what he was, though.
Yeah.
And he did massages.
Oh, my God.
He gave me a massage. That's not weird or anything, right?
This person. What should we call this person? This man. We'll call him Flower Child, okay?
So this Flower Child was a
Flower Child.
When we lived in the townhome, Amanda decided to start hooking up with this Flower Child.
We met, we evolved, he lived hours away from me, yada, yada, yada. Continue.
And then, so cut to, he was your lover, and then you wanted to be his girlfriend.
It was post-divorce, probably like 3.5 years, three or four years, and I was like ready to get into a relationship. I was like, okay, I've healed, like I'm good. I haven't healed, I've just fucked my way through town, and I would like to settle down, okay? And he was one of the boys I was fucking. He was a foot boy, but he was aspects of that, but he was the boys, he was one that I was with. And so, yeah, I was ready to be his girlfriend. And he was really just like, doesn't want, and he was clear with that. I will be straight up with you. I thought I was the type of girl that's like, oh, I'll change his mind. I was that bitch. I totally was that bitch. Dude, I was.
He didn't change his mind.
He didn't change his mind. And it was so funny because he set the expectation and I was like, but this pussy's amazing, right?
But he was so, this is the thing of why she thought she could change his mind. If you watched how he was.
If you play back the footage, Bob. Yeah,
he was so sensual. That's what I would describe. Very spiritual, sensual, hippie-ish, flower, whatever. And he was so attentive to you, your body, all that. So you were like, yes, this is it.
Would any of you not? You just described
Well, you haven't seen him. He's a little rough.
It's true.
He's a skater kid. He looked like a 12-year-old skater. What else would you describe?
Oh, the hits keep coming.
I'm not saying.
I liked his aesthetic, okay?
Okay, anyways.
So she's a skater boy. She says, see you later, boy. I vibed with it, okay?
Pick me up from the skate park.
Real Talk Sundays. Real Talk Sundays. Yeah. Fuck.
It's true.
All right.
I was there.
Anyways, yes.
It's not third party.
It wasn't pretty.
dare I say fuckboy? I can't. This is great.
That's worse than what I said. I didn't call him a fuckboy.
He wasn't, because he wasn't quite a fuckboy.
No, that's
he was very respectful.
He was like so sweet to your parents.
So sweet. And like, my parents loved him. All my friends loved him. He was a vibe, dude. And so, yeah. He lives, you know, in a wonderful land, mountainous land that you can grow marijuana in. So I
surprised him.
Flew all the way out there. And it was not a cheap trip because I had to do like a domestic flight and then I had to do like a private flight into that fucking municipal airport. And yeah, it was very, really interesting. And we had an amazing weekend. Like it was probably, I will say this, one of my happiest memories. Like, he has definitely provided a core memory, and it wasn't him necessarily. It was the opportunity he presented. So I flew out to this beautiful weed farm out in Oregon. I was there for, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
And it was so relaxing. They had a farm. They were almost self-sustaining. They had a marijuana leaf salad, and I was eating and drinking just so many different types of tinctures and marijuana. And it was great. And I got to feed baby goats and get chickens, you know, eggs in the morning and make breakfast. And it was just really an organic and magical experience. It reminded me of a retreat, like a 420 retreat. It's very peaceful. And I loved every minute of it. And I was just so in a warm, fuzzy space. And he was such a safe space because he's a lot of feminine energy too.
Yeah, he's very safe.
He has good feminine energy. And so, yeah, I was like, I'm gonna say this to him. And I remember, yeah, we had like amazing sex. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, we're just laying there. And I was like, I would like to be your girlfriend. Like, I want to be with you. And him just being like, oh, sweets. Like, oh, panda. Oh, man. And I was like, oh, no. Mayday. We're going down, dude.
We're going down,
and it's really around.
Sugar, we're going down swinging.
And I'm going to cry at my
house. Fuck, dude. So I am so fucking heartbroken. Okay. The moral of that is he told me no. I'm so flattered. Like, I'm so, respectful that you came all the way out here. I love you. Like, it's not like that. I just was like, I knew that. I just thought I would fucking Hail Mary it. I fly back with my fucking tail tucked between my legs. I'm crying for days.
She's literally curled up. I remember on the couch. Just,
oh, he doesn't want to be with me.
We're just friends.
Like, what's wrong with that? Babe. I'm literally perfect.
What's with the tongue out when you're doing that?
Fuck.
What is that?
That's just how I depict sad, gross 24-year-old panda. It's just this so in need.
I literally think you didn't go to work. I think you took a day off of work and
took an
emo
day.
Took days off of work back then. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I was pretty dedicated for the man. I did not. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did too. A wellness day because I was just so sad. And
wait,
so,
I have a question. Was that trip to on the plane, whatever? Was that before or after our housewarming party?
I'm pretty sure before.
Okay. Let's get to that.
So, a month or so goes by.
Yeah.
And the whole time, you know, before that, I wasn't exclusive to him because we weren't, right? And so I still had a pocketbook.
No. Yeah.
He said no, right? And so I was like, okay, I just have to fuck the pain away. Fuck the pain away. So I, you know, continue about my business, go to work, whatever. It's been a few weeks. I'm healed. It's fine. And we finally get our house together. This is the first time Val and I had ever lived together and the first time Val ever lived on her own. So we need a housewarming party. And so we decorated our house, took us a little bit, but we did it, and we invited all of our friends. And my plan was going to work, just so you know. I invited specific gentlemen throughout my evening.
At different times.
At
she
different
time
at different
frames. Times, so like they all wouldn't be there.
Don't want them at the same time.
But yeah, like I had a friend who was going to come over right as we kicked off and was going to have a couple drinks and he had to bounce to work. And then I had the middle man who had the same issues, like a bouncer, and he had to come and he was going to do this thing. And I was like, okay, great. And then I had a night ender who was like a fucking sniper. Like I'd hooked up with this guy before. We don't like him. No, it was the guy. It was leave your door unlocked guy. Yeah, and I was very like, aggressive. I had him in the pocket. Okay. Yeah. He was my nightcap. Cause I was like, I think I'm going to be so coked out of my mind.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great time. Right. And so I plan my evening. We commence. We're having a grand old time. Wait, I have
to tell the other part. Go for it.
Yeah.
Is that he reached out to me.
Oh, yeah.
The day, it was either the day of or the night before. Oh. And I was in that weird spot where I was like, he asked me not to tell her that he's coming, but I didn't know to the extent of how many guys you were having come through. And so, because like you invite people, but you don't know if they're going to show up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but it was great party.
It was a great party.
I didn't say anything. So really, is this on me?
Oh my God. Yeah. That's like rule number one. But
you knew
this.
You knew that I knew.
After the fact, and you didn't, I think it was the morning of, because we couldn't stop. You were like, I feel like you told me a heads up or something.
I feel like I did give you some.
But you were like, he's already on his way. Like, he was already en route.
Something like that. It was one of those things where I wasn't, like, lying to you, but I was like, this is going to be
withholding.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah. And interesting, Val, it was. That evening commenced a pretty big melting pot of fuckery. I remember it was such a great party, dude. We had such good friends. They
upstairs,
came over.
Downstairs, everyone got along. That never happened.
It was such a vibe.
Different like cliques.
Yes, we were smoking. I bought like an 8-ball for this party because I was like, we're gonna have some good coke. Yeah. We're just gonna have a great time, and we did. We were shotgunning beers. I still have a video of all of those shotgunning beers at the countertop. Like it was so cute.
I remember shotgunning beers.
Yeah, we were just so in our 20s.
Yeah.
And yeah, so first guy rolls through. We have a couple of drinks. We're flirting. It's nothing crazy. It's innocent. We don't hook up or anything, but it was just great to have like a nice little feel around ass grabbing and smoking. And then like mid-game guy comes around and we go upstairs and we have a girl with us and she wants to do some. So we just like start snorting coke off each other's body parts. You know, I snort some off of our ass and we just start going for it. And he was a great hookup, but he had to leave. So he leaves and then go downstairs and we're just, we had such a wonderful time. Good memories, good laughs. Everyone was good energy. No drama until the drama. So fucking the guy. So the guy I have in my pocket gets off work, comes to our party. There's like one or two people lingering, about to leave, and he comes over.
But you forgot that Flower Child has showed up.
Flower Child showed up like right at the same time. They get there at the exact same time, within moments of each other. And I was like,
surprise.
Oh my God. I just remember being like, shit. And I didn't know how to back out of this because like I had set an expectation with the guy in the pocket. And the fucked up thing was, is I did want to do that. And I was like, I'm not going to let.
You're being selfish because you're like, selfish. Fuck you. You didn't want to be my boyfriend.
You didn't want to be my boyfriend like a month ago. I flied out. Why the fuck are you here? Okay, happy, good to see you. Like, great. Glad you came to my party.
Then when the night was ending, he went up to your room because he had that entitlement.
He went straight up to my room. Yeah. Put his stuff in my room, like set up camp in my room. And I was like, yep, pretty much. And, you know, the guy and I stayed downstairs. And he's, you know, we're just like grab ass. And I, mind you, let's add a lens here. I'm coked out of my mind. I've been doing coke for like 4 or 5 hours at this point.
Yeah.
And I'm drunk.
I'm asleep
high.
At this point. Shocker.
She's. Yeah. And I'm just like feeling sexy and myself. And I was like, God damn it. I deserve this. And like, the guy was like, do you want me to go talk to him? And I was like, absolutely not. You're not going to touch Flower Child. Like, that's not the vibe. You have no context what the fuck's going on. You just want to get your dick wet. Stop. And we go in your bathroom because she had the guest bathroom.
Yeah.
We go in there and I'm just like, oh my God. I snorted a line off his dick and let him face fuck me till because I couldn't feel my face. And we were just oral city, just rough ass oral in there. And I was having fun that I wasn't having fun because then he started grabbing my back of my head.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Here it is. Here, I'll tell you real talk on blowjobs, boys. Boys, listen up, boys. If she's bad at blowjobs, you need to have that conversation with her. If she's okay at blowjobs, then leave it. If she's really good at blowjobs, do not grab the back of her fucking head and make her go deep or tell her what to do with any sort of force. Like, that is the most... Just stop. It's fucked up. You shut the fuck up. And it's the simplest way to turn one off. Because it's almost like this power.
That's not cool.
I've seen some serious fucking choke videos. And it's not fucking okay. It's not okay. Stop doing it. Anyways, he started doing that.
He got started getting aggressive. And you're like...
He started getting aggressive. And that in that moment, and that's the thing, is I will blame him elegantly. Because he did teach me that I am not a sub. Like, I not in that sense. Like, I don't like to be like that. And he was getting real rough with me, and it kind of just, it changed. And I was like, oh, I pop up, and I was like, oh, I'm done here. Like, I just remember being like, I think I'm done. And he was like, are you fucking for real? And I was like, I'm fucking for real. Yeah, I think I'm good. Like, and we walk out, and I was like, I'm going to go, like, you should go. And he was just like, what the fuck? And I was like, yep, sorry, dude. I it's a thing. I got to go deal with this. And also, like, I'm done. And he was like, what? Super pissed. I didn't really care. He ends up leaving. And I remember, too, even prior to that, he was like, do you just, like, all three want to go in on this? And I was thinking about it. I was like, that would be amazing. I wonder if he'd be into that. But he was crying.
He was upstairs crying because she was down there.
Because I was downstairs. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Absolutely, dude. Like, of course he's crying. But I would have cried.
Why is he crying, though? Because so you didn't want to be...
That was his spanking for coming on it. Like, that taught him a lesson. Because after that, I mean, we broke up. So that night...
They weren't together.
Dude, we weren't together, but we basically severed it, right?
Yeah,
we
were I know.
And so I remember going upstairs after and laying with him, and we were just talking and crying. We ended up having sex, like really good sex. And afterwards I was like, I'll be your girlfriend. I will be your girlfriend. And he was like, really? And I was like, sure. And he was like, no. And I was like, what? I was like, absolutely not. And I was like, what? And then the next day,
why was he crying?
Was crying because that was so disrespectful and rude what I was doing. He was so hurt. You would cry. If you were kind of fucking somebody, you go over and surprise them even after the whole thing, right? Because we still ended on, we're still going to be fuck buddies. And we open invited a party.
Yeah. He was invited.
We did an open invitation. So the stars just aligned, dude. We go to softball the next day. This is the first day she meets her now fiance, right? We show up hungover.
I'm coked out. Yeah, I was throwing up.
Oh, I never been that. Oh, it was so crazy. I just remember wanting to die. And I was like, "Fuck, we got a full fucking day."
We were in the convertible. I missed that convertible.
Oh, I miss that.
I missed that career, and it was top down rims spinning the whole ride on the freeway from Boise to Caldwell. I was sitting back there and just like, oh my god! At 7 a.m. It was seriously. I'll never forget
late.
That. Yeah, I'll never.
We
forget
lived
that.
Downtown, and it was clear the fuck out. Yeah. And we were late, and everyone was mad, and we were hungover.
They were so
I
mad.
Had been crying
the whole way there.
If anyone knows the way I look when I cry, bro, my eyes swell up so bad. It looks like I'm having an allergic reaction to nuts.
Yeah, it's
like,
true.
I literally cannot see sometimes. And I'm just a mess. We choke the first game. It's a whole shit thing. We go to breakfast because we have a game
at
break.
At sunrise in Caldwell.
And we are crying at the table.
And I'm sitting there at the under end like, fuck my life. You guys are weird.
It's fucking weird. Dude,
as we eat biscuits and gravy and hope that's going to help.
It didn't. It just made us full and sad. Yeah, and so me and him are crying. We're
they're not talking. They're just crying at the table.
We're not talking. We're just
I can't make this up. I just...
they're just emo vomiting all over the place, everywhere we go. And we finally finish softball. We come back. Like, I can't remember after that, honestly. I don't know if he left or I fucking...
He probably went to the skate park.
Hey, that's a coping skill, honestly. I'm not mad about it.
So it happened, and it honestly, that was great. And we've just been kind of cordial throughout the years, right? And there's a couple of details, yeah, I'm missing for sure. Like, I got really close to this person for sure. And there were other things that we had to talk out, but like, it was a really interesting relationship type of one, you know. It wasn't a formal one, but it was something. We were something. So anyway, he reached out and was like, what's up? No. But we've been all right. And like, of course, when I dated B, he was like, you don't talk to him. Cause I met B, and then at the end of the close of Flower Child was the beginning of B. And he was like, you need to go say goodbye. So I did. Cause yeah. I was just so gaga ready for a relationship. Mm-hmm. Me, B comes along. I tell the guy, I gotta, you know, kick rocks, like, we're good. And he's like, all right, don't really talk to him. And then, yeah, B and I progress. And anytime he reached out, he's like, yeah, you need to get out. You need to block that guy. So that's what I ended up doing. And then I, you know, started a new. I unblocked him. And then I had a new Snapchat we have an RTS Snapchat.
It's
an
RTS Snapchat that she uses for her own personal reasons.
No, I do a bunch of RTS stuff on it. You're right. She's right. But, you know, it's still pretty clean. It's still a clean RTS. If you guys went in there, I'm sure you wouldn't be like, what's going on in here? But yeah.
So anyways, you're going to hang out with him maybe.
Yeah, I might hang out with him. We're going to meet up.
How many guys besides him have you dated?
Dated? Do you mean like, were my boyfriend?
Yeah,
or I guess. Dated?
Sorry, boyfriends.
Boyfriends? I feel like I've only had five boyfriends is how I feel. I feel like my high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
Okay. And then after that was...
Prisoner.
Yeah, good one. It was Prisoner, which you guys, that's a good one. Yeah. And then I had, what was after Prisoner? Flower Child. No, after Prisoner. That was Fuck Years for a while.
Yeah.
For a while. Oh, no. And then it was my ex-husband.
Oh, yeah.
Ex-husband.
You got married.
Yeah, that's right. That's when that happened. It was Fuckland, then ex-husband.
Yeah, then Fuck.
Then Fuckland. And then...
Flower Child,
and then B.
Yeah, so five.
I've had five boyfriends, three of them very serious, two very serious, and one married, right? Yeah. And I've been married. So this is decent. And then I've had a lot of partners, sexual partners or, you know, in other ways. So I've had, like, an array of experience. But, like, lovers, I've had an additional to those. And I don't consider Flower Child a boyfriend, really, per se. Yeah, he was a lover.
Because so
I
had
another similar relationship where we were lovers. And we respect each other's boundaries and space.
Yeah.
So four.
So how are you and when are you going to get back in the dating game?
I'm not right now. I think I still need more time, of course. I need a lot of inner work to be worked out, like a good massage. I need a couple of those. I ordered a shadow book off of TikTok, so I'm going to do some shadow work. But ultimately, I did think I was ready for an all-girl dating app.
Yeah.
And so I downloaded her and went through the whole profile setup, and it was like, great, you're ready to go for 3 months at $16.99.
Oh,
and I was like, nope. I was like, absolutely not. No, I will not. I will
sure
not.
They get you.
And I still have the app on my phone, but I haven't picked it up since they dropped it. But I was like, I would never. No. And that's as close as I got. And then I really thought about it. I was like, you know, for a fact, you're not ready to sit across the table from a woman that you respect and be like, yeah, I'm a shit show still. You want to fuck around? So I'm like, girl needs more work. And if I meet somebody out while I'm paddleboarding or something, I'm open to opportunity. So that's what I keep putting out to the universe is I am open for opportunity. I'm just not actively looking for it. So something falls in my lap. Yeah. Okay. Which I'm very lucky. So it just might.
You never know. But what are you scared of?
What am I scared of? I'm scared of, honestly... I'm scared of STDs.
Yeah.
Still, I have to get back. I have to get tested a lot now. I'm also scared that the last time I was single, I was really, really fearless.
Yeah.
And I can't be that fearless. And I'm also 30-something. But I got nasty tendencies to...
Oh, my God. We forgot about a boyfriend.
What boyfriend?
starts with a G.
Five. Oh, that was the best boyfriend. How did we forget about the best boyfriend?
Anyways, cut to.
But yeah, I've had five boyfriends.
Okay, five. but yeah, like, yeah, you can't date like how you used to date.
No way, Jose. And also, I'm if we can get Real Talk Sunday, this is RTS for all you motherfuckers out there. Real Talk Sunday, I'm fucking not happy with my body.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that while I'm doing my, because I'm still really good at sex, I just have a mom tummy right now. I'm not happy with it. And I'm starting to make some changes, but I don't want to jinx myself because I'm really crazy when it comes to like, I'm going to do it when I want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel pressure to do it. So I'm trying to go on this health journey slowly but surely, and I'm going to really fall in love with my body again and get it healthy and where I want it to be. Right now, I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that I could handle someone being like, ooh, or like, you know what I mean, or something like that to make me get in my head and be like, wow, I knew it. I'm fat and ugly and disgusting. And it just sucks because I feel like I should be farther along as a woman and evolved in my mind and who I am in my 30s. But that's
your own mind.
But in my own mind, I'm still this fucking person who's just like, God, I can't handle an external ridicule about my deepest, like, surface level even to fear, which is my body image and my stomach. I loathe my stomach. I don't like it. And so to have someone be like, ew, look at the thing you don't like, I'm like, I know. I know. How do you think I feel? You know? And it's more about I need to just speak nicer to my body. I need to be kind and learn and like really continue this journey of self-love and loving. Like, I have this huge hurdle with stretch marks. You know what I mean? So it's just like that is one of my things as well. It's crazy. So we'll see. It was handled pretty good before too by the best boyfriend. The best boyfriend like, we'll call him that. He was the best boyfriend. He literally was like, oh, these are beautiful. You're beautiful. And like just so great about it and knew that I struggled with it. So he was just so kind with it. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could handle an external comment or something or finding something being like, yeah, you know, I don't know. It's my own deep, dark.
But I think people know if they're like, yeah, I have two kids. I think people know that your body's
going to look
unless
different.
You're a celebrity, your body's not going to be all the way. Like your stomach's not going to be clear of stretch marks or anything like that. So I think if like I think just like the guys on Snapchat, when you were not single and you're having problems, people hitting you up. They fucking know you have kids and they're like, what's up? Mm-hmm. So I think it's all in your head.
Well, I also thinking I'm entertaining women this time around. And I know a lot of women won't care. But there's still this weird stigma that I'm constantly like, I'm not fit enough to fuck around with a woman yet. Or I'm not like, that's what I keep thinking. Because the type of that I'm attracted to is a relatively fit or smaller individual. And I just want to be so present. And I don't want to have to be in my fucking head, suck in, do this, don't do that. Like worried about all that. I just want to be me and free and genuine with another woman. And I just want to get my body further along so I can truly be present in that moment.
Yeah, you're overthinking this.
I'm
really
overthinking
bad.
It, but well, I just.
Well, because I'm just thinking like, I have stretch marks and I didn't have any kids and that fucking sucks. Like, I don't have to be like, well, it was the kids. Like, you know, it was the kids. And it's like.
But I also have two, like a C-section scar that's been ran through two times and you know
Kayla
what I mean?
Liked me right out the gate and I was freaking, I was overweight then.
Yeah.
And had stretch marks.
We'll see. That's my own.
Are you
in
stretch marks, Kayla? She's all high as fuck. Look at her.
Don't answer that.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think that's every woman's fear.
For sure.
But, you know, yours is more extreme because you have C-sections. You know what I mean? But I feel like
you know
Kayla's
why
small,
you know why I put it on such a pedestal because I truly try to unpack this part of myself. I have really struggled with body image my whole life. And even looking back on photos, I'm like, God, I was such a dumb bitch. Look how healthy and strong I was. Like, God, I was amazing. And so looking at that right now at myself, you know, and just understanding that it comes from a deep-rooted, yes, a lot of impact from my family and society, yes. But truly looking at other women and being like, I don't like that look.
you don't look good, and me judging other women on their bodies and what I think should look good and should look not, you know, and isn't looking good. And I just remember going to a fitness show and seeing these women who you could tell the women who have had children mm-hmm. versus those who haven't, mm. not even by a fault of their own. And you're like, damn, if the judges just aren't feeling that look today, you're never going to win. Like, if they're like me, are just like, oh, I just don't like that aesthetic. And that's really what judges, you know, fitness competitors is what they're feeling that day. You're never going to cut it. And I remember being like, oh, you can tell she's had a kid. And just so judgmental and mean towards these women who have worked their ass off to achieve the pinnacle fitness, you know, level of fitness that they have. And I'm over here like, oh, she has a C-section scar. Oh, she has a little bit of extra skin over her belly button. You know what I mean? Like, the audacity. But it's just years and years of that, of judging women very harshly. Strippers that I've seen.
Yeah, true.
We've all done it where you're like, ah, yeah, nope, I've had two kids, I wouldn't be here. Like, I just couldn't. And it's like, why? I don't know. It's a thing that I'm unpacking. It's definitely top of mind. It's definitely in shadow work, you know, mode. So we're going to unpack this more. But that's a huge hurdle for me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Or like, hey, come meet me on the lake and let's go paddleboarding. Fuck, I want to. Yeah, but I'm like, in my head, I'm like, okay, I have to wear this bathing suit with these shorts and like, making sure that I'm comfortable being myself. Oh, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. I'm so fucking crazy.
That's hard.
I got to work on this. No, I'm not excited dating, okay? I'm not excited about it. But it's because I'm not ready for it. So when I come back on here, I'm like, I'm really excited. I think we'll know. That's when I'll be like, look at me. I have to show me off. Like, so I just need to do some things to get right up here.
I was just curious. But it makes sense. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
No, I'm just saying that
received.
Thank that you have so to much. Start over. No, I'm saying.
But I'm not like trying to start over in like.
No, I'm saying like mean? To. You get what I'm saying.
I'm just trying to see what's out there. You're in
a comfort like relationship. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
For years, yeah, it's yeah, your yeah. kid's father that now you have to go start over. You do have to start over.
Yep.
Not saying you're going to be in a monogamous relationship, but it's still starting something new. Yep. It's scary.
Yep. Because you never
know. Learning somebody's likes and dislikes and fucking, yeah.
Is this person a fucking psycho?
Yeah, are they going to murder me while like, we're sleeping?
Are they going to steal my money or steal my shit? Or are they going to fall in love with me too fast, too weird? You know what I mean? So many things. There's also a lot of fun. I think the thing I would look for the most is just meeting a bunch of new people. And honestly, women.
And you like to talk.
I love to talk.
So I think that's
clearly. So, yeah.
We'll see. Probably won't be able to get a word in.
But yeah.
No, really.
Let's talk about... I'm sorry. I just talked all about myself. Have you seen the Barbie myself? Movie?
How did you receive the Barbie movie?
Fuck. That would be a good question.
Dude, and that was in the article too. They were like, this is going to be a pre-qualifier for dating. This is going to be a question on the table. Oh, I haven't seen it. Okay. Let's go. Let that make that our next date. We'll fucking watch the Barbie movie and then you got to tell me how you feel about it. Cheese and crackers?
Do you think a concert's a good date? No. Yeah.
I was just thinking. I think so. A smaller date, though. But I don't think it's a good date because you can't talk. It's just, it's just you guys, if you vibe to the same music and if you guys dance, like, you know what I mean? If he's a good dancer and you guys are like, oh, like, I can imagine going to a concert with a good dancer and he starts just grooving and you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's attractive. So if it's not your strength, don't take a girl to a fucking concert. But if it's a vibe, and I think smaller concerts, not the bigger ones, not like fucking $350 floor seat tickets or nothing like that, unless you're a billionaire and take me. But it's not a small concert for sure.
I was just curious. Okay.
But if you both are like, dude, that's my favorite artist. Yeah. No shit. That's my favorite artist.
Yeah, wanna go? And let's go together.
Nelly's coming. Let's go. I love Nelly. Me too.
Dude, I'm so sad. I'm going to miss T.I. He's coming to the fucking fair. I'll be in Idaho Falls.
Be great. Let's try and get T.I. on the podcast.
T.I., what are you up to?
What are you up to? What if we bring out? What if we bring our crew? Roll through.
Oh, man.
All this to say, I'm dating T.I. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's the next question.
Oh, no.
If you could be a celebrity side piece... Right now,
if I could be a celebrity,
who would you choose? I'll let you choose three celebrities that you'd want to be
a side. Three. Oh, okay. My God. So I think, and this originally came from like, would you be a celebrity side piece? And I was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's assumptive that you think they'll buy you stuff, but I think they would.
Yeah, it's facts. They're going to buy me shit to stay quiet. Absolutely.
Or just straight give me cash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me a purse. I don't know.
So, but you would do that. I would do that. Yeah, because it's a celebrity, bro.
You just have to stay quiet. Like,
you just got to stay quiet. But you honestly, know for my certain podcast
is going to tell all my friends.
All your friends.
I'm going to tell all my friends.
All my friends have to stay quiet. But that's the hard part is because like.
I would.
But yes, I would do it because one experience. And yeah. If I'm single, fucking, you shouldn't be cheating on your wife.
Yeah, that's
but I was telling him Ryan Reynolds, even though he would never, you know, but in the alternate universe that he was a POS, which he's not.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, but really like, yeah, I was like, Blake Lively too. Could I put her as a number two slot? So honestly, that's a great one. So either one of those two. And then my third celebrity would be The Rock. I don't know why. I don't know why the Johnson.
He is freaking fit as fuck.
I feel like
He could pick a car up.
So he could pick me up.
Yeah, he could throw you around. That's why you think of that.
I'd wrestle with him a little bit. I don't know why, but he's just, I feel like he's funny. I don't know. Fuck, but he's such a family guy. I'm a piece of shit. There's probably 20 others after I get off this podcast. I don't think
I'd be a really good side chick for anyone, but
you're like, I'm not a choice. I'm a priority. Yeah. So pick another bitch.
At least I'm aware of it, but I would choose, and this is, I know it's shocking, Bruno Mars.
I knew that about you.
Yeah. I don't know. That guy just does it for me.
That's funny.
I don't know what it is. He's about 5 foot. He's like the same height as Kayla.
You think you would do it for me? Jesus, no.
5 inches taller. Google it. Bruno Mars, if Kobe was still alive.
Fuck.
But I really like Vanessa, so I don't think I would do that. So let's change that. Justin Timberlake. I respect Timberlake.
Her too much.
Yeah.
Oh.
Justin Timberlake, for Jessica sure. He'd be dirty. Like, rock your body. I'd be like, you're right. I've always loved him since, like, I was 10. So that's a thing. And then, where's the third?
You like your musical artists.
Mm-hmm.
You like the creatives. Interesting.
I don't know. I'm really into Harvey from Suits right now.
Oh, the one with the mole up here?
Yeah.
Mm.
But he's not really like that popular to have that as a secret.
So honestly, is he married?
I don't know. I just made that up.
That's what I'm saying though. But I'm talking like, yeah, rolls up, gets security out, like hush, hush, money, quiet. Oof. Yes, I would.
If I had to pick a girl celebrity, it would be Halsey.
Halsey.
Yeah.
Halsey.
Because she has that, like, mask and femme. Like, she's both to me.
Yeah. And the also, vibes. You love your creatives. What is that? That's interesting. Artiste.
I love music, though.
Yeah. Would you be okay if they played their music while you guys were fucking?
Yeah. Absolutely. Why not?
Because that's weird.
But I love their music. I love every single one of those music. I'm like, this your is so own. Great.
What? You're listening to, it'd be like us playing our podcast while you were having sex with your girlfriend. Get the fuck out of here. Who knows?
That sound felt like a gorilla. I would totally do that.
Like, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
That if I loved their music and we agreed upon it, not if they just played it.
Hey, are you like, cool if I put my latest single on?
I'm just saying, I'd be open to it, I think.
Yes!
But you know they're going to be semi-narcissistic. They're fucking who they are. Like,
they're fucking to their own soundtrack.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. I hope they wouldn't. I hope they would be.
Honestly, I'm sure I'd request like some Usher if they, you know, just play some Usher.
I would love to play some shit just out of pocket that I've never heard before. He's like, I don't tell everybody else. This is my own shit. And just play something like, damn, what is this? This is some underground people that I'm trying to, that are, we're making new music. How do you like it? I'd be like, ah! That I'd fuck to that. Anyways.
Great
or
story.
New samples that only, you know, that.
But that's okay?
I mean, a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
But, like, your newest single, I don't know. It's like, I trust you to hear something that nobody's really heard before.
But out of those three, who do you think would be the best at sex?
the best at out of sex. Your three. Bro, I
so you guess my three and I'll get like you guess
knee,
what out of
my knee jerk says Bruno.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I think Justin's a little too selfish still. I mean, if you look like Jessica, I'm sure he gives her the business, I'm sure. But Bruno just looks like, plus he's got that small, you know, that smaller man energy. So I've in my history, in my studies, a study shows done by Amanda University that people who are young men who are usually shorter or not a height inclined will work 10 times harder in the bed. That is not always the case. There was one incident where that wasn't the case. But 9 times out of 10, they fucking put in work, especially if you find fine. Mm-hmm. Like, they put in work.
And I'm going to say The Rock's probably the best.
Yeah.
Because he could pick you up and throw you around.
And just,
and you don't,
I've never had that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Easy.
Just whoop. I would be present for you.
but I have the love of my life, and so, like, nothing really matters.
Gross, right? Halsey naked. Get out of my mouth. What? No. Yuck. You're beautiful. You look like Halsey. You guys should do that little role play. That'd be fun. You can take that one to the bank. Go for it. But, yes, all this to say, dating is hard.
It's hard. And you're going to get there, and you're going to like it. Maybe you won't like it. You're going to have good and bad times.
Yeah, so I'll keep you guys updated on my dating journey. I think one of these episodes we can talk about the best boyfriend. Why did Amanda break up with the best boyfriend?
Because he was too nice.
Alan. God damn it.
He was the epitome of an Alan.
He was an Alan. Anyways. So yeah, TBD on that. And then probably, we got to, and with that just comes new sex. Like, I've had some old sex. I don't know if I have any, like, I can't even remember the last time I had like a one night stand or something.
I do.
When?
When you met those people online and you went to their house and there was kids.
Oh my God. Should I tell you we have time for that story, Mom?
Save it. Should
I, please, but I have it. It's real fast, bro. Story time. Let's talk about it.
But I think that could be one episode. That story.
That whole story can be one episode.
Yeah, because then they sort of keep messaging you and stuff.
Just for a little bit, but nothing. Okay. I never really, like, I don't know. What are we on time?
We're at 43 minutes.
Yeah, see? I think it could be half of another episode. That's a good story.
All right. We'll call it then. That sucks, because that was a good one.
Well, it's not like we're ending the podcast. You can do it anytime.
And this is our last episode, because Val's selfish.
Because nobody wants to listen.
Nobody cares. Val doesn't want me to tell stories.
We will be discontinuing RTS. So
yeah, no fucking way. Yeah. No, we signed on for another 6 seasons. We just closed our contract, so we're in it. We're just waiting for our sponsor money to get through.
When are we ending season one?
I know. That's a great question. Let us know in the chat box. Which way to end season one? We're going to take a little hiatus because we have some plan. We're all traveling. We're trying to go to Mexico for New Year's is what we're trying to do. We'll put it out there. Val just has to get her motherfucking passport.
So, I made the appointment.
Yeah. So
August 28th.
We'll check back on that. We'll hold her accountable on that. And then, I don't know. We're just going to enjoy our lives for a little bit. But we'll call season one soon enough. I know you guys just can't get enough. So we just want a couple good more runs. But this episode's artist and song is a, I feel like an old, we've been listening to this for a while, haven't we?
Good song.
Hella good. By P-Lo, P-L-O. This is Hella Fun, featuring Jay Anthony. Enjoy. Go hella dumb, throw hella ones, drop it down to the floor, pick it up, get you some. Go hella dumb, throw hella ones, you can have hella fun when you the one with the funds. Go hella dumb, throw hella ones, drop it down to the floor, pick it up, get you some. Go hella dumb, throw hella ones, drop it down to the floor, floor. Yeah.
up, ayy. Go hella dumb. Throw hella ones, drop it down to the floor. Pick it up, get you some. Go hella dumb. Throw hella ones, you can have hella fun when you the one with the funds. Go hella dumb. Throw hella ones, drop it down to the floor. Pick it up, get you some. Go hella dumb. Throw hella ones, drop it down to the floor. Floor. For everybody sound the same and it's shit for. I'm the type to go get everything I wish for. Don't know why they switch for. I'm just getting lit more. I'm just going stupid, going dumber. Ay, hot boy heated up just for the summer. Ay, damn my ex so broke, that shit a bummer. Moving different, you can see just how I'm coming. No, I can't stop going dumb, going dumb. I got money, I'ma send it up, send it up. No, I can't stop going dumb, going dumb. I got money, I'ma send it up, ay. Go, go, yeah.